I'm Naomi Lewin with Nutcracker Sweets, a special feature combining music from Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, with recipes for the holidays. In the second act of the ballet, after the Nutcracker turns into a prince, he whisks Clara off to the land of sweets where a whole bunch of goodies dance for them, starting with chocolate and coffee. Rose Levy Berenbaum is the author of Rose's Christmas Cookies, so she's an expert on sweets. In the Nutcracker, chocolate does a Spanish dance and coffee does an Arabian dance. Where do chocolate and coffee actually come from?
Well, logically enough, chocolate begins with the Aztecs. Not chocolate as we know it. They drank it as a cacao, as a drink. They didn't know how to make the beans into a chocolate bar. That didn't happen until Rudolf Lindt from Switzerland invented what they called the conching machine, which enabled them to mix powdered milk into the chocolate and make what we know of and love as milk chocolate. Coffee, on the other hand, originated in Arabia in the 13th century, but then again it was not drunk as a beverage. It was chewed in beans for its energizing effect. It was not until Yemen in the 15th century where they started roasting and drinking it.
Now, you've chosen to combine these two sweets, chocolate and coffee, in your cocoa mocha brownies. What's the story of brownies?
Well, we have to begin with the story of mocha because mocha means the combination of chocolate and coffee, and it's a very loved combination in this country, probably in Europe as well. But brownies are typically American. They were thought to originate in the 19th century, and they derived their name from the color.
There's a recipe for your cocoa mocha brownies on our website. Do you have a helpful hint when it comes to making them?
Well, two things. One is that my recipe purposely has you stirring it by hand rather than using an electric mixer, partly because it's so easy, there's no need to drag out the mixer. But the other reason is that everybody's always looking for a shiny top to their brownie, and you'll get that by stirring it by hand. Another tip is to use the alkalized cocoa, also called Dutch processed cocoa, listed in the recipe, because it has the best flavor.
The Spanish dance in the Nutcracker isn't based on any actual Spanish dance. It's Tchaikovsky's theatrical invention of a Spanish dance, with castanets thrown in to make it sound even more authentic. But the Nutcracker's Arabian dance is based, very loosely, on a melody from the Republic of Georgia. Here's Simon Rattle leading the Berlin Philharmonic in both of them.
Thank you.
Simon Rattle leading the Berlin Philharmonic in the Spanish and Arabian dances, representing Chocolate and Coffee from Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker. You can listen to this program again and find Rose Levy Barenbaum's recipe for cocoa mocha brownies on our website. I'm Naomi Lewin with Nutcracker Sweets, a production of Classical 105.9 WQXR and New York Public Radio.